Watch, Dr. Phil audience laughs after trans activist says three-year-olds know who they are. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 13, 2024. The studio audience at Dr. Phil Primetime's laughed after a trans activist claimed that children as young as ages 3, 4, and 5 know who they are with regards to sex identity. At 3, 4, 5, they know who they are, transgender activist Sandy Moore said of children, which elicited laughter among audience members. Watch below. If children know who they are, which they do, and their parents speak out the information to help them be happy in their skin, who are you to block them from doing that? Moore asked, to which a panelist replied, I think the important question was if children know who they are. Children do know who they are, Moore insisted, to which the panelist replied by asking, at what age? Moore replied by stating, at 3, 4, 5, they know who they are. Adding, I wish that when I started my transition I was able to transition earlier in life, because that helps you be more feminine or more masculine by using the blockers. Manhattan Institute fellow and researcher Lior Sapir then chimed in, stating, the idea that kids know who they are. I think the very existence of detransitioners shows that that's not true. Sapir continued. Because these kids arrived at the clinic confident, 100% convinced that they knew who they were. Their parents were 100% convinced, apparently, because they gave consent, that these treatments are correct. And yet, these kids, very shortly after they got double mastectomies, or subjected their bodies to irreversible, often sterilizing treatments, and by the way, if you do the full course of medical transition, even just hormonal, it is guaranteed chemical castration for the rest of your life. And these kids went into that office knowing who they are, and yet very quickly after that regretted it. But often does that happen? Moore asked, to which Sapir replied, in order to have a good, reliable picture of the rates of detransition, we're going to have to wait at least another decade. Probably two, that's, by the way, what clinicians in Europe are saying now. Because regret can take a long time to manifest if you got your breasts amputated at the age of 15. The full consequences of that may not be apparent to you until you're in your mid-30s and can't breastfeed, Sapir added. But current research does show, we have one research paper from 2021 that showed a 30% discontinuation rate of hormones. And that rate is likely to go up, because the protocol being used at these clinics is kids know who they are, the researcher continued. There's no safeguarding, there's no second guessing of a kid's stated identity. And the fewer safeguards we have, the less questioning that we do of these kids' motives and mindset, the higher the rate of regret, and detransition, and medical harm is gonna be, Sapir concluded. Clinicians at gender clinics have also expressed concern, noting that their patients have typically been adults with long-standing and deep-seated gender dysphoria their entire lives. But now there exists a new phenomenon of children seeking sex changes. As Breitbart News reported, a majority of children who are confused about their sex grow out of that feeling by the time they become adults, according to a recently published study that was conducted over the course of a 15-year time period. Another recent study also strongly suggests that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. Meanwhile, a staggering 602 underage girls in Canada have had their breasts surgically removed since 2018 for transgender-related reasons. Another study also found that men in California who remove their genitals via transgender surgery later try to commit suicide at twice the rate as before undergoing the surgery. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.